The Commissioner of Police Fitz Bailey recently sat down with First Edition guest host Zoya Fessler to discuss accomplishments, accountability, and the path ahead. They first began by discussing the promotions and exams controversy.
And Commish, this incident, of course, has damaged morale internally, and it's caused a lot of chaos within the community, of course, along community members. How are you planning now to kind of bridge that gap and bring it back together?
I really don't necessarily agree that it has caused. There are a few people who, entitled people, who are causing the problem. They use fake
aliases and
Facebook. The majority of the public, they are in support. If you look at the comments that have been made, the majority are in support. I am not going to be weighed down or by that. My focus is to ensure that this country is safe, that we build a professional police force that is not subject to be manipulated by a few people, a police force that has proper processes, systems, and structure. That's my aim. I'm just here 1 year. Just 1 year. And the big question I ask, what was happening while we had 46 positions vacant within the police force? It's a small police force. And 46, I said it to somebody, that we dropped the ball as a force. And I should not be here to, basically I'm trying to reverse some bad decisions that were made in the past.
The commissioner also outlined the various nationalities within the force and those that got promoted to refute claims of bias.
Because you spend a lot of time on the promotion.
No problem.
And I just want to give you some data.
Sure.
In the Turks and Caicos Islands police force, there are 83 Jamaicans. Not talking about those that are on secondment. Those are not included. There are 155 islanders, 31 Vincentians, 10 BOTC, and Asians 23, and TT, Trinidad, Tobago 12. Those are the others are in single digit. I think I need to make this very clear. There are 54 sergeants within the police force. Of those 54, there are 22 islanders. There are 12 Vincentians. I told you the Vincentian is 31 Vincentians, 83 Jamaicans. There are 10 Jamaicans. And then you have Trinidads, two from Trinidad, and the rest three from Dombrek, but those are the significant amount of sergeant. I go to the rank of inspector. There are 30 inspectors, 11 islanders, 9 Vincentian, and there are 31 Vincentians in the force. 5 Jamaicans. And I'm not going to go to the rest. They are of significance. In terms of superintendent, there are 2 superintendent and they are islanders. There are 1 assistant commissioner, 2 assistant commissioner, islanders. In the last promotion, 6 people were promoted as ASP and they are all islanders. I gave those statistics to debunk the idea that people are of the view that I am promoting Jamaicans over every Turks other Islanders. Nationality and Turks and Caicos Island.
Right.
He then spoke about the achievement of no murders for the year.
It is strategy, policing strategy. It never came by mistake. It's a deliberate strategy that we have employed. I'm not going to go into the details of those,
but
we'll continue to ensure that the country is safe. I mean, when you look at our community engagement, our deployment strategy that we have employed, our high visibility policing, and all the other policing activities, that's deliberate. It's not by chance, really. We have arrested a number of criminals who were problems. I am mindful that there are still a number that are still there trying to seize the opportunity to, of course, to, right. to but we will not allow them to. And I make this commitment to this country that we are not going back to where we are coming from. We are building an organization, an institution that is resilient, that can stand to any form of pressure.
Commissioner Bailey then ended the interview giving praise to the members of the police force and also gave a message to the residents of the TCI.
I want to say to all the members of the Royal Turks and Caicos Islands Police Force, first of all, thank you for your dedication, for your commitment, for your hard work, for making the sacrifice, even your family, to serve this nation. I am committed to promoting your interests and the interests of the organization. I beg you to be focused. Do not be distracted by the noise, but act professionally and continue to recognize that your greatest obligation is to serve the citizens of the Turks and Caicos Islands. Quality service. And every interaction you have with the citizen, ensure that the citizen would want to come back to you for service. So the quality service is very important. And again, thank you for your service and for your commitment. And to the citizen of Turks and Caicos Islands, when I took my oath, I took an oath to serve. And I am committed to be your chief servant, to serve you with all my energy, to ensure that Turks and Caicos Islands become the envy of the region in terms of crime reduction and ensuring the safety of our citizens, to remove crime and the fear of crime. I am committed to serve you.